The first step in the practice of metaphysics is to resolve the physical into the mental. That is, to recognize this mind and matter man, with its hates, its envy, fear, its diseases and tragedies, is a mental concept. Its only existence a false or material sense. So that even in belief, mind and matter do not exist as cause and effect. Quote, material sense defines all things materially and has a finite sense of the infinite, close quote, Science and Health tells us. It also says, quote, the procuring cause and foundation of all sickness is fear, ignorance, or sin, close quote. This, however, cannot be accepted as a statement of fact implying mortal mind as causation, but must be regarded as an analysis of sickness as mental and not physical, because exactly an opposite statement is made in the same book, quote, neither sin nor fear has the power to cause disease, close quote, and, quote, immortal mind is the only cause. Therefore, disease is neither cause nor effect, close quote. One cannot accept fear and hate as cause and ever be free from them or their effects, any more than one can accept disease as effect and ever be free from it or its cause. The diseases and tragedies of our world can never be disposed of scientifically so long as we accept them as the effect of false thinking. They are mortal mind, finite sense, which is neither cause nor effect, but mesmerism. Again, we read in the textbook, quote, delusion, sin, disease, and death arise from the false testimony of material sense, which, from a supposed standpoint outside the focal distance of infinite spirit, presents an inverted image of mind and substance with everything turned upside down. Close quote. To accept fear, worry, hate, envy as the cause of physical ills, and endeavor to help ourselves and others overcome these so-called sinful characteristics so that health may result, is mental quackery, and is doing no more for humanity than our modern physicians are doing. Medical clinics are established today for the correction of faulty and disordered thinking. Many people are under the impression that Christian Science practice is the correction of thought, and following this method has often resulted in great disappointment and sorrow when earnest, conscientious people have failed to get a healing. Christian Science is the science of the one mind and teaches the self-destruction of the suppositional absence of mind, or mortal mind, and not its correction or healing. Although what appears when mind is present as individual consciousness is the correction or healing of mortal mind, really, its disappearance. Endeavoring to overcome hate, worry, envy, while still believing that we are human beings with a mind that can hate, be envious or worried, and thus make us ill, is not Christian Science. The only sin is believing in and practicing from the standpoint of two minds. If through mental discipline, human effort, willpower, blind faith, emotional or religious ecstasy, one overcomes apparent hate, envy, worry, the basic error has not been touched, and a sense of health has been obtained only because of a change in emotional balance. This makeshift means is, no doubt, a lesser evil than indulging hate, envy, worry, and is on a par with other temporary or human steps necessary at this stage of experience. It is the Christian way, and if it is the best one can do, it must be respected as one's highest concept. But this method is not Christian Science, and to accept Christianity without its science is to accept scholastic theology, a denial of the one mind. Mrs. Eddy calls willpower a false stimulus. Therefore, one cannot rely on the stimulus of will, human effort, or emotion for the healing of hate, worry, fear, any more than one can rely on a sedative to heal one of pain. Nor can one rest in the satisfaction of human goodness, hate overcome and fear allayed in conscious thought. Hate may not be overcome, nor fear allayed in the unconscious thought, or what is called the subconscious. What one gains through changed emotions has not the permanency of what one gains through Christian Science. So long as one accepts the belief that the human being is a mind and matter man, with sinful mental habits which need to be overcome before the human being can be well, and yet, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, the hardened sinner is the healthy sinner, close quote, one is still living in the dream of life in matter. And regardless of how he apparently improves his dream, it is still a dream, mortal mind, illusion. Human harmony and human discord are equally unreal. In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy clearly states that the way of deliverance from envy, hate, fear, disease, death, is divine mind unfolding as individual consciousness, when she says, quote, to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God and his reflection, and to rise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. Close quote. In speaking of mortal mind in unity of good, Mrs. Eddy asks, quote, what is this mind? It is not the mind of spirit, for spiritualization of thought destroys all sense of matter as substance, life, or intelligence, and enthrones God in the eternal qualities of his being. Mrs. Eddy chose the term animal magnetism as the specific term for mortal mind, because it was easy to explain animal magnetism as a mental phenomenon, an illusion, and therefore nothing going on outside of consciousness. All mortal or human mind sensations and experiences are illusion. Mortal mind, animal magnetism, is not something that has subject or object. It is not in anything or of anything. It has no presentation, no medium, no activity. And yet, our present world of experience is a claim of being the presentation, or medium, or activity of animal magnetism, wholly an illusion. The terms animal magnetism or mortal mind are necessary to the practice of scientific Christianity. These terms scientifically dispose of the belief of a matter universe and intelligently handle the appearance of duality as illusion and ignorance, mental concepts. Animal magnetism is not a creator, but a deluder. Animal magnetism is all there is to the human being as a human being and to his world. This animal magnetism is universal and impersonal, a temptation common to all men. And so long as the belief of limited consciousness or the belief of progressive unfoldment of the one consciousness continues, the material universe will seem to continue subject to the conscious and unconscious thoughts of mortals. The seeing and the seen are one. All of this being an illusion, ignorance, it was inevitable that the truth should appear and uncover the lie, show it up for its nothingness. This revelation of truth is called Christian Science. Christian Science reveals truth as mind, the one infinite consciousness, infinitely conscious. Through this revelation, mortal mind, animal magnetism, ceases to delude. And ceasing to delude, it ceases to be.